Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
I'm still eating dinner.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And we're your hosts, the Sloppy Boys.
Mike, now, typically when you eat dinner, it's a large plate of fusilli pasta. What do you got today?
Today? My curious little culinary friend. I did a salad. Simple salad, arugula spinach mix with tomato and a little bit of light blue cheese.
You chop up that tomato yourself?
Yeah, it's little cherries. I sliced them in half, little cherry tomatoes. This week, 2 days ago, in my pressure cooker, I made a whole chicken.
Beak and chicken. Feathers and no, talons and everything.
Sometimes I feel like this podcast is a pressure cooker. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. What is it? What are they going to say next? So that is now, I ate that for my first meal. And now I'm just kind of like eating the chicken on everything. So I had some chicken and steamed broccoli. And I'll tell you what else I started doing. Go get yourself some dates. Cut them up into little, you know, small pieces. Fry those a little bit. And mix them, you know, I mix that in with the broccoli. Fantastic.
In with the broccoli?
Yep, broccoli and fried date.
Oh, my God. I've never heard of such a combo.
I just don't know.
He's a pioneer, folks.
What are you talking? You just don't know. Broccoli's not so great on its own. And then you add the sweet dates. It gives it a sweet candy flavor.
Right. I think it's an incorrect pairing.
You need a bacon-wrapped date. You ever had one of those?
Yes.
Fuck, those are good.
All right. Well, I'm not going to win you two on this one.
Well, here, I want to hear more about this. I want to hear more about this bird and the pressure. When you say pressure cooker, you mean a slow cooker, or you mean
an instant pot?
Oh, I don't know what that is.
It's not a slow cooker.
That's a hot item. Those instant pots are very internet-y, and everyone's very into them.
Yeah, I think they were like huge like 2 years ago, but I just got on the bandwagon, and I love it.
You just finished downloading the article.
See, like, as soon as I'm getting into instant pots, now everybody's about air fryers. Now I got to get an air fryer.
Yep.
I'll save you some time on the air fryer, Jay, because I have one and I love it, but it is not frying. I use it. Let's say you got some Brussels sprouts. Yeah. And you want to get them kind of roasty toasty, like at a gastropub.
I do.
You can do that real fast without fucking with your oven. You know, that type of thing is good. But calling it frying is a bit of a stretch. You're not going to get French fries that are brown and crispy.
Right.
Maybe white and crispy. Yeah,
That's the thing these days. Everyone wants it fast, fast, fast. We download our podcast fast. We want our new releases fast, fast, fast. Same thing. It's bleeding into the kitchen. It used to be you'd sit in the kitchen all day with your family and friends and cook up a meal that you'd eat 2 days later. Yep. Now, boom. Chicken in 45 minutes.
Hey, can I say something for once about food? You were talking about salad, and you mentioned arugula. I got really into arugula. Baby arugula is very floral and fragrant. And I've been having salads. Mm-hmm. It's just arugula, olive oil, salt.
Oh.
No, you're probably thinking, Tim, the vinegar, the lemon, the acid doesn't need it. It's already kind of an acidic little leaf.
You know what? That's my fucking breakfast every day, but I put two soft-boiled eggs in there.
Whoa.
Well, nice. Now I feel like a fucking fool. You've talked me.
That was, I just had just one piece of arugula, and you're right. On its own, that's its own.
Just one piece.
Got enough flavor, yeah. And the salt on a salad is a good move. People don't do that. Yeah, very often.
Nice big crunchy salt. And because arugula will put a little pot, you know, if you go to like Father's Office or a fancy burger place, that's a secret weapon on a fancy burger. But I'll take it straight to the dome.
Here's a question for you. They got powdered sugar. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
Word. They have powdered salt.
They fucking do.
They do really? Powdered salt?
I think so.
Mm.
Well, they have extra coarse. They might as well have extra fun.
They might as well
have
the
exact opposite. When they were making it coarse, they must have knocked off some powder.
No, I swear we came across an extra fine salt. Where did we find it?
Well, I think that coarse, if you think of when they make a grain of coarse salt, they take a big rock of salt and then they sharpen it on a bandsaw. So there's going to be kind of the dust that's coming off of there.
Like silt, like a fine silt.
Yeah. Breathe it in.
I swore that, like, on the pod for a drink or something, we came across, like, an ultra-fine salt.
Gotta be.
Anyway.
Hmm. I saw salt once wearing a very tight dress and high heels. I was like, ooh, that salt is fine.
Yep.
The Angelina Jolie movie.
That's right. That is correct, my man.
Yeah. I remember.
Wait, what's the Angelina Jolie movie?
Salt.
Oh. Salt is fine.
Is that what? Then why did you bring up a salt wearing high heels and a dress?
Because like
fine, oh, fine, she's looking fine. Fine. Okay, yeah, okay,
looking fine,
looking
ow,
fine.
Oh, yeah. I just hit my ankle. Let's get to booze news.
Okay.
Oh shit, we better rush. Nope. Hit it.
Good, Tim, you gotta cover us.
Yow. What's the deal with the new website, Boost News? I mean, you better get this shit right. Yeah, you better get this shit right.
IBA,
better get this shit right. Yeah, they better get this shit right. Or else I'm going to liquor.com. Yeah, I'm going to liquor.com. Or else I'm going to liquor.com. Yeah, I'm going to liquor.com. Whoa!
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Not a lot of themes take a solo break, huh?
No. Yeah, right. No. Just really luxuriating in his time here.
And the wheels are coming off. Off he goes. Okay. I love that.
Oh, man. He didn't even end with a...
He didn't need to... He chose not to say it's booze news, you something. But I like this because what people say, what is punk rock? You know, it's three chords and the truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
This song was when he's rocking out, I'm getting three chords and I'm getting the truth is IBAworld.com. You better get your shit right because you're when we click yes that we're 21 and we want to enter your site.
It freezes
and we have to reload and we will go to liquor.com if you don't make this right.
Yeah.
Man.
We will move on.
The balls of this dude to call out the guiding light of our entire podcast.
Yeah.
To hold him accountable. I love it.
I like that. Yeah,
speaking
that's good.
Truth to power, that was Efren Ramos. And if you've got a booze news theme, send it to the Sloppy Boys at... No, the Sloppy Boys podcast at gmail.com. Thank you.
Well, what's the actual booze news? Who's got it?
I've got it, and it's big. Remember Mike was tracking PepsiCo.
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Oh, yeah. He's still so on the got, yeah, he's, you got he's my, wearing himself out. I see.
You got my file.
Well, he
got
it lost.
No. I had it.
He crapped out. I've seen that file. It's in tatters.
I think I even announced on this very Booze News podcast that I said, I'm done.
Yeah. The trail went cold.
I understand why. Because Pepsi, starting last fall, they were being real coy boys about whether or not they were going to get into the booze because they were like, remember they put out a press release that was like, we're thinking about having a hard seltzer. And then and then they followed up and they're like, we decided not to.
Yeah, that was the final
Well, there was one more with Neon Zebra where they're like, we're not doing booze, but we're doing cocktail mixers. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of close. And I've never seen Neon Zebra out anywhere, so maybe that didn't really happen. But huge news took the internet by storm recently.
Yes.
PepsiCo, owner of many of your favorite sodas, has partnered with the Boston Beer Company for a collab. Boston does Sam Adams, Truly, Angry Orchard, a bunch of that type of stuff. And they have released Hard Mountain Dew.
Yep. Woo! It's out there. Have you seen it yet?
No, and I've checked the shelves, but I mean, it was all over Twitter and Instagram, but I can't find it. It's a few flavors, like a black cherry watermelon, who cares? But the original Mountain Dew flavor, that's interesting to me. It's 5% ABV. Mm-hmm. But here's the catch, and this is, again, more kind of coy boy shit. No caffeine. Because they're not allowed to do like a Four Loko-y type thing. Yeah, it makes people drive. They feel awake. So they kind of had to wimp out on that front, but they still wanted to use the Mountain Dew name.
But why not? Like, why can't any... I feel like there's all these limitations that people bump up against. If Pabst can have hard coffee, why can't Mountain Dew have caffeine in it? Also, for the longest time, there was this reticence for these established brands like Pepsi and Mountain Dew to even do anything with alcohol in it. Mm-hmm. There's just so much red tape and there's so much pent up emotion about this stuff. Somebody just do what you want for once. We'll be there for you.
They're acting like we can't just like drink a beer and drink a Mountain Dew. Like, we can combine them in our stomachs all we want. Why is it when they're in one can? It's like,
we can't have all the fun.
I need going even further. Like, you can just drink and drive if you want. Like,
you can't. I mean, the police don't love it.
You
but
shouldn't. People get hurt, but
we don't condone it.
Doable. No. You know what? I wonder if the difference there, Jeff, is because the coffee beer has a natural element to it with the coffee, whereas any of this stuff is all cooked up.
Choosing to plug it in there. It might also just be with like. Yeah, maybe Pabst doesn't mind getting sued, but like Pepsi is like America's brand, and maybe they have to be more Disney about it just because they're so huge.
So you're saying Pabst is out there looking for a little trouble.
I'm saying that I wish Pabst was more Pepsi. Pepsi, Pepsi Blue written.
Well, the Pepsi was Pepsi, but I don't even have an end of that. It's tough, Tim. It is tough.
People think that that's easy, but it's actually...
to make up a Pepsi Pabst rhyme.
People always talk about it.
Hold on, Tim. What about the alcoholic Topo Chico? That's under Pepsi's umbrella, no?
You're right. Pepsi owns Topo. And I was crushing some hard Topos the other day, and I'll tell you, I recognize the seltzer. That's what's great about it. Like, the flavors...
They're good.
The flavors are good, but they're not hugely different than... the other seltzers, but it's got those tiny little bubbles, and I'm like, oh, they use Topo as the base.
Truly, like, it's a textural thing, which is a weird thing to say, because you'd think like a seltzer is a seltzer, but it ain't.
No, I was last night. I was watching a Sasquatch documentary on Hulu,
sure,
and I kept pouring out those hard Topos into a glass. It would get kind of flat, and then I'd drink them in one drink.
Now, Tim, I never took you for a cryptid fella.
I'm not, but here's what happened. I was watching something else on Hulu, and I was watching McCartney 3-2-1.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And when I finished, it rolled right into a movie called Sasquatch, and I leapt for the remote thinking, I don't watch this type of thing.
No!
But it got me right away, and I recommend, I would say it's maybe a bad movie, but if you want something stupid to watch, what was
if you
so
like
funny,
Rick Rubin, you'll love Sasquatch. Yeah, yeah.
If you like this hair amount and height, what was so funny about it was, you know that all Sasquatch sightings always happen in like Mendocino, Eureka, Northern California, like weed country.
Yeah, his territory.
Mm-hmm. It's his territory, and there's tall trees and stuff. But this documentary was talking all these like, all the weed farmers are these like long hair giggly guys who grow cannabis, the documentary was like, there must be some connection because there's something about Sasquatch sightings happening amongst cannabis farmers, and they were talking to the cannabis farmers, and they're like, I don't know what it is that we would see more Bigfoots than the average person. And it went through the whole documentary.
It's San Francisco sees them a lot. Up in Vancouver, they're seeing them. I've seen ads for that. Like Hulu was like pushing ads for that Sasquatch thing for. Yeah.
That's like the murdery one, right? It's like.
Yeah, but it's weird. They're saying there was a triple homicide, but just because they heard about it, it was unreported. But then, like, I won't spoil anything. But also, when I finished the movie, it rolled right into the second movie, and I was like, I'm still looking for answers here.
Wow, you did a big watch. Yeah. I gotta say, Jeff, you were just asking about why Pepsi can get away with doing Topo Chico.
Mm-hmm.
It might have something to do with the fact that Topo Chico is owned by Coca-Cola.
Oh,
ouch.
But damn. Coca-Cola is even more of the big granddaddy Disney of America.
That's why they do what they want. So is Disney.
Yeah. Always Coca-Cola. Yeah, Disney does whatever it wants.
Mike, I'm glad you called out my bullshit on the air so that I didn't have to wade through all these responses online of like, no, it's Coca-Cola.
You know, I had a little fun with it. I went easy on you.
Mike, you're like Efren Ramos who was calling out the IBA website.
Yeah, well, I'm very punk rock.
Yep.
I have some booze news.
Great.
To say. It's more of it's about the whole podcast in general. So a couple weeks ago, somebody on Twitter brought to our attention that the prescriptions thing that we've grown to have a lot of fun with was not Tony Soprano at all.
No.
It was a character named Bobby.
Bobby Bacalot. Now, when you saw this, I saw it and I was like, oh, Mike was misquoting. When you saw the video, did you recognize the scene? Like maybe that was what you were quoting?
No, I thought he was, maybe it's later. It must be later in the episode. Tony is talking to Carm about the prescriptions.
Tony is doing a Bobby impression, and he's like, oh,
yes,
Carm, you should have seen Bobby today. He was checking about the prescription.
Relaying it secondhand.
Did you hear what Bobby's doing? He's going to get the prescriptions.
It was something like that.
I couldn't remember any other prescription.
Then he said, now, Carm, how come you don't get my prescription?
He fucking says prescriptions at some point. He's talking to Melfi, and he's like, I can't do it. These prescriptions.
It's very possible
because he goes on Prozac, but, or Zoloft or something, but that Bobby conversation is one I remembered. Like, I remember because he's saying, like, I'm looking to move up the ranks. I've been dealing with Junior for a year, and I want a promotion, and it's a plot point. So I don't know how many prescription scenes are floating around in this show.
My fear now is that later in the series or something, Tony does say it, but he says it like, yo, Carm, you got to go get my prescription.
Then we got to go back and redo all the episodes, re-say it.
We'll do it. It's an easy dub 50 times.
Well, is that it for Bit It Bip?
Yes, wrap it up.
I can tell.
Oh, new one.
I got sick of the last one. I'm going to be doing all different ones from now
on,
baby.
I like this one better because it sounds like you're taking the booze news that we're done with and you're singing it away.
Oh, yeah, Jeff, you should add a little like crash, window crash there.
Here.
Ka-thunk.
Ka-thunk.
Want to get into the drink of the day?
Yes,
please.
Sounds
like a good plan.
Very special drink because we're having a very special week, aren't we? It's Sir Paul week here on Sloppy Boys Nation.
Sure.
And the guy has himself a little margarita called Paul McCartney's Margarita. You've heard?
I've heard of from this very podcast.
Oh, I've heard.
Our friend from Don't Stop or We'll Die, Emin Zarukian, sent us this article earlier this year on National Margarita Day. This was making the rounds that an urban daddy writer, Hadley Tamiki, wrote an article saying that she had recently fallen in with the world of private jet pilots up in Van Nuys at that fancy airport that celebs fly out of. And she had gotten the scoop that apparently if you're flying with Paul McCartney, everyone knows there's a specific margarita recipe that he likes and it's in his rider. So they always make sure it's there for him. And there's a flight attendant who's been flying with him for a decade who always makes sure it's on hand. And when we read this on Booze News, we kind of were, our jaws dropped.
I was aghast.
Yeah, I was also aghast because the ingredients are, I mean, listen to this. It's strong and strong as fuck, but then it's also redundant and it's also served kind of weird. Yeah. And it's, and you were learning about Sir Paul, things we didn't know. This drink is 3 shots white tequila.
Yeah.
Easy enough.
And that's just right out the gate. That's how you start. That's how you begin.
Good douche. This guy, hey, he's a drinker. I didn't really know that about him, you know?
Well, we used to do pills, you know, out in Hamburg, so a couple of shots won't hit you, you know?
Remember how he was like the Beatle who was leased into LSD, and then he did it once, and then like the next day he's on BBC like, yeah, well, I've done acid. And the other, like George was like, you have? You've had?
You've had?
All the BBC reporters were like, you've had? You've had?
you know, I've had it, you know.
Now, when they say shots, I don't know. Maybe they mean 1 ounce, but I'm taking them at face value and saying it's 1.5 ounces, I guess.
Ugh. Could it be a metric thing, like in England, shot is something else?
Yeah, it's very possible. But, okay, so 3 shots of white tequila, 1 shot Cointreau. Delicious.
Yes.
A beautiful triple sec that we love.
Yeah,
it's sec. Basically a high-proof triple sec. Go on, Tim.
Oh, coming up next, 1 shot triple sec.
What?
What are you talking? Sir Paul, you've lost it.
This is like if you said, give me a Band-Aid and then also give me a adhesive bandage. Give me a Q-tip and then also may I have a cotton swab?
Yeah, give me some on my pizza, pepperoni and Genoa salami.
No. Let's revisit that one.
Okay. I guess you really have to know what Genoa salami is. Is that what it's called?
I do know. It's a hard salami that's not pepperoni.
Close enough, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
you would think it's redundant. If you only had two, it's like, all right, you got to get 2 toppings. You wouldn't do salami and pepperoni.
Hey, close enough for a free podcast.
Dude, I what if I go to the Bella Luna truck right by my house and I eat my beloved pizza there that does have both on there?
It does?
Yes, you fuck.
What if you do?
I could go for one of those right now myself.
Okay, hold on. Jeff, you've pointed this out, that Cointreau... Am I saying it right? Do we say Cointreau or do we say Cointreau?
Cointreau.
Cointreau.
It looks like it's French. it's a delicious orange liqueur. But beyond just being a brand of triple sec, it's the original.
Mm-hmm.
Triple sec means like triple dry, I guess.
Right.
And the Cointreau like originated that. And then there have been other liqueur is influenced by it. And, you know, these days we're buying our DeKuyper and our Hiram Walker versions
right.
of it. But
so do you think fucking Paul McCartney's using Hiram Walker? I can't see that.
I don't think that Paul McCartney has ever seen this prepared for him. I think he listed off a bunch of ingredients and then like flight attendants are like, yeah, whatever.
I bet he doesn't even drink this stuff anymore.
No, he does. He does.
It's probably just like, oh, Mr. McCartney likes this. Make sure it's on hand. He's never even noticed it's on hand.
Riders are weird because a lot of times the celebrity doesn't actually ask for it, but their assistant knows they like it. When I was an intern at Kilbourne, Roseanne Barr came in and I had to go to Starbucks to get her chocolate dipped graham crackers. I don't know if she actually wanted that. Actually, she did eat them, so I was happy and proud. But famously,
proud.
proud of her that she ate them. Proud you finished them.
Elton John has a specific brand of marmalade that's always backstage for him, and I don't think he ever eats it. I think it's just his handlers are like, he loves that marmalade. But Dutz, you pointed out that Cointreau, what it does have going for it is it's a higher proof. Triple sec tends to be around like 30.
30, yeah.
And I feel like Cointreau is like full on like almost 80 or something.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah, so that's like a real liquor. Okay, I got hung up on that, but moving forward, juice from one lime. Squeeze up the whole fucker.
Fair enough.
Juice from one orange. Squeeze up the whole fucker.
Now here's the thing, Tim, for me, because that's everything. Well, go ahead and do the method, and then I'll jump in.
I will. Well, orange is weird. You don't normally put orange in. We have 2 orange ingredients, and now we're adding an orange, and it's going to make it strange. The instructions are: add ingredients to a shaker with 2 or 3 small ice cubes. Mm-hmm. Shake until the ice cubes melt and the drink turns frothy. Mm-hmm. Pour into a glass with a salted rim. So there will, this is not a drink on the rocks. It's a frothed up, you shake until the ice cubes have melted entirely away.
I've never heard of that before, ever.
Also, I take umbrage with the idea that something shaken on ice will be frothy.
I mean, we know that pineapple juice froths up. Does OJ froth up?
No, there's no viscosity. Actually, we'll find out. Maybe there is.
With three little cubes.
I think this guy lives a life of excess because he's a billionaire, and he's just like, put more of everything in.
Yeah.
More orange.
Pile it on. And it's funny, like, maybe he's an old guy who doesn't want the ice cubes, like, touching his teeth. No, he probably has dentures.
Well,
what?
My thing with the orange is this. I have, and I encourage everybody to invest in one of these, is one of those squeezers for citrus. You know, it's got the two cups, and it's like a clamp, and you put half a lemon in there, and this one is big. They make them for limes, and they make them for lemons. Of course, you get the lemon one because it's slightly bigger, and it can also do limes. Sure. But what do you do when they tell you to juice an orange?
Here's what you do, Dutz. You chop it up smaller into little quarters or something, you know, so that they become lime-sized
oranges. There you go. There you go. You chop it up smaller.
There you go.
Now,
that's what
what's in a regular margarita? What's different in this one?
The IBA that we did was very simple. It was just tequila, triple sec, lime.
So a lot of margaritas, most margaritas have triple sec in them. We know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they are lime forward, whereas this feels orange forward.
Yeah. I'm honestly looking forward to the orange.
That's true.
I am.
Well, do we stop fucking blabbering about it and start chopping up our oranges into small bits?
I want to blabber about it.
folks, we'll see you on the other side.
Peace and love.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And we're back, McCartney Margs in hand.
Yes, we are. Oh,
yeah. Hey, you know what was funny? The reason it's McCartney week here is because of the Hulu show McCartney 321. We were watching it on our Patreon show this week, The Blowout. Mm-hmm. But when I just now, subconsciously, I was putting in my three shots of tequila, and I went 3, 2, 1. That's kind of a funny thing.
Interesting.
You have to admit that's funny.
that's very funny. This drink, I was, it's a frothy affair. I didn't think it would be.
Yeah.
Okay, Jeff's got a an old-fashioned glass. Looks beautiful. Mike's got a big green martini glass.
Yeah, I got like a fun plastic poolside martini glass.
Tim, what'd you got?
I was thinking, what does Paul drink out of? Oh, he's on a plane. He's probably not allowed a stem. So I got like a plastic cup that you would drink out of on a plane.
Nice. I think if you can't have a stemmed glass on a plane...
Maybe, you know, I actually don't do much flying private, if you can
much
imagine.
Jet setting and...
I think if a guy's having people, like, bring his favorite crazy drinks, he can do whatever he likes.
And I will... The few times I've flown first class, I do think maybe I've had champagne in a stemmed glass.
Ah, flute.
Let's get into sips and we'll keep talking.
Great.
Okay.
Here we go. Sips away. It's warm!
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe this is sort of like the British, you know, how they drink warm beers.
Oh, you're right.
Maybe it's a British thing.
Oh, interesting. It's definitely orangey.
Orangina.
Yeah.
You know what I did here on my glass, too, is I took this little trick from Katana Kitten where I just put salt on just like one little area of the
smart
glass.
That way you can customize each sip.
Mm-hmm.
How do you salt?
I started with a Collins glass because I was like, this is a lot of liquid. And it came up short. So I transferred over to the old-fashioned glass, the rocks glass.
I left some of mine behind in the tin, as it were.
Ooh, a wounded soldier.
Using the squeezer on the orange. Terrible idea.
Really?
This is maybe one of the messiest drinks I've made on the pod. Just it's having to juice a damn orange.
Hold half an orange in one hand and then just jam a fork from the other hand and go. Yeah, basically, is that when people say FAP? Is that what they're talking
about?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. When they make that sound, that's what they're talking about, juicing an orange with a fork.
Here's my issue that I had with the amount is I salted my rim quite professionally and then I poured the contents of my shaker into my cup and it filled it up all the way. And then it touched the rim, and now I've got a saltier drink than I anticipated.
Pulled in some of the... pulled it in. Damn, these are tough. So, it's an interesting drink. It's tough.
It's like those McCartney bass lines.
Look, this is not bad. I just want it to be several times colder than it is.
Me too. I want to pour this on the rocks, and it'll be so good. Because I do... fresh orange is great. It works good for a marg. I use the tequila I like, so I don't mind that it's super... strong because it tastes good. Mm-hmm. I got no qualms.
I gotta say, for three shots of tequila, it's on mine, the Cointreau and the rum. Lime and the...
Oh, fuck. Oh, no. I made it wrong.
Jeff!
What'd you put in it?
Rum instead of tequila.
Aha.
What?
Aha. You're thinking about something else.
You're clowning on Paul McCartney when you, my friend, have chosen the
wrong spirit. You know what you did, Jeff? You know what you did? You Hanforded it. All right, patrons who talk that way.
Who talk that way?
I don't like that type of talk.
Okay, so, Dutch, you have yourself a nice little tiki, freaky tiki.
A tiki, that's tiki confusion for sure.
You know what? Damn, but, I mean, look, am I going to sit here and drink the whole thing?
Of course.
Yes.
Is it good, though? I mean, like, still, if you were going to put ice in it, you'd still think it was good?
Same note. Want it to be colder.
Yeah.
It's not like it doesn't work. It's working. But now, when I make a second round, I'm going to make, like, a teeny tiny one with tequila just so I had the real thing.
It's tough to make a teeny tiny one because... Oh, no, I guess... Never mind. It's easy.
Well, when the measurements are, like, juice from one lime... Juice from one orange. That's like what a king would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The juice of one lime.
Bring me the juice of one lime on a platter.
It sounds like a witch's brew. Like hair from one ostrich feather.
It sounds like there's an animated movie about a happy little lime, and then the king is like, bring me the juice from one lime.
And then the lime and the orange have to team up.
Hey. We used to fight back in Citrus School, but we can't work together.
And you play me the bass line of one Liverpudlian.
You got it, sir. Dung, dung, dung.
Fetch me my Rickenbacker.
Yeah, he really did play that Rickenbacker bass. Woo.
It looks like a big fiddle.
Do you guys, maybe this has come up on past episodes, but how do the Beatles factor into your lives? Because I assume we're all fans. I was like a Beatles kid and then a 13-year-old Beatle maniac, but then I burnt out. And I don't listen to, and I don't know their solo stuff too well, but does Paul McCartney mean, is he formative to you?
It's an interesting thing because I don't think it's formative in the sense that like, oh, I wanted to play music like those guys, but it's, right. it was, they have such like deep songs that I kind of forget about for a while. Mm. And then I'll hear a song like Blackbird, who I like that song a lot. And, you're like, wow, this is really good. Or just how some of their songs are so...
I always thought it was Hanford singing in the dead of night.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I never listened as a high schooler. I was probably massively influenced by them just through like cultural osmosis like anyone. Mm-hmm. But then in college, during the Napster years and the... what was it? Napster, Kazaa.
LimeWire.
That's when I got like... every Beatles album, and I listened to them heavily from then on.
Ad nauseum.
But yeah. Like, you know, the way that you do when you find a band and you're like, wow, I'm getting through all this shit, and all the songs that I passively knew, I now like adore. And
yeah,
even the songs that I don't know, like Why Don't We Do It in the Road, I'm like, wow, mm-hmm. What a song, you know.
Yeah, the weirdies
they're so
fun.
Like that's one especially too is like they came up with this. It's so weird.
Sorry, not why don't we do it in the road? I was thinking of You Know My Name, Look Up the Number.
Oh, love it.
My point still stands with that song too.
Well, I love how because I have a blind spot on their solo stuff. Like I feel like people like Amin Zarukian and industry professionals really geek out on McCartney's all of the eras, like some McCartney from like 82 or whatever. And I always am kind of, I feel like stupid for not knowing about a lot of that stuff. But then have you guys seen the, I feel like there were articles about this maybe this year and that's why I saw it. But the McCartney and Lennon diss tracks that they, like before anyone like did diss tracks, they both were dissing each other in songs.
And oh, yeah, yeah.
I read an article about how like it's exactly the difference between Paul and John. Like what you would know, like the corny guy who's kind of a wimp and then like the harsh dude, their diss tracks are so mismatched. I should bring up the lyrics because.
Oh, man, this we could do like another episode. I want to hear this shit.
OK, I'm going to share it now and then you'll bleep it and then we'll I'll do an episode about it later. But here, I think, you know, would know the song. So I'm going to bring up the lyrics on Genius. But Paul came out with a song post Beatles. May 1971, Paul comes out with the song Too Many People. You know that it's the first track on Ram. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. It's like it's Paul is commenting on John, mm-hmm. but he is he's being gentle and it could be applied to other people and it's sort of veiled references to John, but it's biting for Paul and he's like it's that song like too many people going underground. So the lines are too many people.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Piss off cake, like piece of cake, which is like a reference to some John Lennon thing. And then too many people are going underground. Too many people are reaching for a piece of cake. Too many people pulled and pushed around. Too many waiting for a lucky break. That was your first mistake. You took your lucky break and broke it in two. Now what can be done for you? You broke it in two. So, you know, he's telling John, you didn't appreciate being in the Beatles and you let a bunch of hangers on like Yoko and others in your ear make you think that you were too good for the Beatles.
And like you blew it. Nobody gives a fuck. There's a Jamiroquai song called King for a Day where Jay rips apart their amazing bassist Stuart Zender for leaving. And it's this exact same thing. And it's more cutting than any sort of romantic
right
kiss off or any sort of like generic rap beef diss track when it's like we used to fully collaborate, we had something, you fucked up so hard and I'm standing over you in such harsh judgment for like 4 minutes. It sounds exactly like this.
And of course that's a thing that you can go off on. Like if you're trying to make a comment on love and breakups, it's like, yeah, people have done that before. But if you talk about like your friend who you don't like anymore, you could be like, and another fucking thing. Okay, so that cutting but veiled Paul song was in the spring.
Give me the John version.
This is that same, that fall. How do you sleep?
And
this fucker, it's so funny. It has none of the tact. So Sergeant Pepper took you by surprise. You better see that right through your mother's eyes. Sergeant, because Paul in an interview with Rolling Stone was like, oh, it was popular. I didn't know it was going to be popular. But John was like, you were a fucking tyrant when we were making it.
Yeah.
Those freaks was right when they said you was dead. The one mistake you made was in your head. How do you sleep? How do you sleep? And then, like, each verse is because you live with straights who tell you you is king. Jump when your mama tell you anything, calling him like a mama's boy.
Mama's boy.
His love mama it. Died, but then Mother Mary in Let It Be.
But he's
Let
just such be, yeah. a, he's such a, he's from a good family. Just yes. like it's one of his defining characteristics.
Yeah. Very happy yeah. childhood. And then this line was the one that got me because it's just so obvious. The only thing you done was yesterday. Kind of be saying that your best work cool. is behind you, but also the song yesterday. Yep. Yeah, and then yeah, he rhymes that with, you probably pinched that bitch anyway. Because, you know, Paul has this sort of like, oh, I had this tune in my head and I didn't know.
Oh.
And then the last wow. verse.
Wait, does he mean pinched like you probably stole. Lift,
ripped? You ripped off. Like,
yeah.
The only good thing you've done in your life, you stole.
Yeah, gotcha.
And wow. then. Verse three, a pretty face may last a year or two because he was the cute one.
The cute one.
But pretty soon they'll see what you can do. You have a lack of musical talent. And then the last line is, the sound you make is music to my ears.
Mm, yeah.
Corporate
wow. yeah.
elevator music. You must have learned something in all those years. Meaning like you were in a band with me for a decade.
You were in my presence.
Yeah. So wait, when were these coming out? Like in...
71, both of
71?
Them.
71. Sheesh.
They both nice. Put them on their solo albums and then we're all coy about it in the press. But like, it's so funny to just let that float around out there. Like, oh yeah, I think I referenced
yeah,
my
yeah.
friend in there.
What was that song Uncle Albert about? I like that song.
I think that was about Fat Albert. No, was that?
I think you're right.
Do you think that when the Sloppy Boys break up, we're all going to have harsh diss tracks about each other?
Oh, we have to. We got
to. We should
to.
Do some diss tracks now while we're together.
Yeah.
Help each other out on them.
Yeah, because I'm going to need someone to play bass and drums on my diss track. Yeah.
I need someone to teach me how the notes work together.
Man, that John one is so... That's more like a rap diss track where it's yeah. like we're taking mm-hmm. the proper nouns associated with you and we're turning them on their head. And that's good. That's fun stuff.
And if you think about all their songs, it's like Paul is like this song and dance old timey man. And then John is just so direct. So, of course, yeah. this is how they would deal with a feud.
Well, how does isn't there a Lennon song where he talks about like being the walrus or something like that?
Oh,
yeah.
Not I am the walrus, but it's like he references the walrus.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, well, is it in that outro of is it Mother or Mama or something when he's like, I don't believe in. Beatles, I don't believe in.
Oh yeah, that song's called God, I think.
Ah,
but that's a good song. He doesn't believe in anything.
I don't know much solo stuff. That's been a blind spot for me. Is like mm-hmm. besides like Band on the Run and Live and Let Die, I don't know a ton of non-Beatles. Yeah, yeah.
Bands are so fun. Bands is that Wings? Are so fun.
Is that Wings technically, or is that like a McCartney solo thing?
That's Wings.
Wings.
But I've watched baby. All the Ringo episodes of Thomas the Tank Engine.
Ringo and John, after the Beatles, were in the Hollywood Vampires drinking club. And they would hang around at the Rainbow Grill on Sunset and just get fucking hammered.
Wow.
We should do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Tim, you're always down there on the Sunset Strip. See yeah. if you can get a table.
I'll see if I can get a table. I mean, my version of it would just be like, I walk in and get a table for one, I eat a cheeseburger and I leave.
When I'm in LA next, let's do a blowout on the Sunset Strip.
Oh, yeah. Let's put on our best outfits and walk right down the center lane.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa, watch it, buddy.
That car almost hit my ass.
Your car almost hit my ass.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
Oh man.
Nothing.
I didn't say anything. You probably did.
I'm still in the middle of litigation. I'm getting sued because I rear-ended somebody on the Sunset Strip.
No.
I did. I looked at my phone, which I never do.
Probably looking
but
at your
a, but
iPod
a Sloppy
Shuffle,
Boys album yeah. had just dropped. This was midnight on the night that our one of our albums hit Spotify.
Oh, man.
And
yeah,
I yeah. was like, I want to see if it's up. And I rammed in the back of somebody at low speed. Oh. And then I looked.
Well, good thing if the album was out and you were making a ton of money, I'd pay that so easily.
Sure, I'll play it, no problem.
In the T-Bird? This is in the T-Bird.
The T-Bird was fine, but the car in front of me, a fucking Lexus SUV. Yee. And who gets out but like, it was like, this like very rich Russian real estate agent bro guy, middle-aged big rich guy, and then his like trophy girlfriend, and they were dressed so nice. I was like, oh no, they're so rich, and they're coming.
Don't
after
hose me here, man.
They're gonna fuck me right now.
Here on my strip.
And my insurance company was like, sir, you're covered for $1, so you're kind of on your own.
Holy shit, man. Yikes.
You guys ever had that? You ever had a nasty... I might have to go to court.
No, wow. That's.
I might get locked away.
Well, wait. But to not get locked away, you just pay it, right?
Yeah, but on podcast money, I'm going to get locked so deep. You guys are going to have to bake a little a knife into a cake for me and bring it as a prison gift.
What I'll probably end up doing is baking some strawberries into a cake.
That sounds delicious in the summertime, yeah.
Tim, you know what might actually help you is our album, Lifelong Vacation, our debut album.
Yeah.
An independent hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hit 1 million views on Spotify.
Holy shit.
Woo. Did they listen to it or just views?
Not 1 week. Did I say views?
Yeah.
Streams.
they looked over the titles of the songs. They're like,
No. 1 million streams for our debut album.
I mean, that's Beatles numbers right there.
Well, do you know, I ran the numbers on how much Spotify pays you per stream. And it's something like 0.0017 cents
per
stream. And so we did make $4,000 off of a million hit album.
Wow.
Oh my
Tim,
God.
You can use that for your car.
And Tim, it's all yours, baby. If you got to get out of jail, we'll give it to you.
Thank you, but I don't think I need the money. I think the judge is like, Tim, you're going to prison. And I'm like, judge, listen to this. Hit play on the boombox. Everyone in the court is dancing.
They're loving Tom Collins.
Oh, baby.
That's what my no good teenage son and daughter are listening to.
That's what my gorgeous kids listen to.
Would you help me reconnect with them, Tim?
You dare play that in front of my Russian trophy girlfriend?
No, honey. I think this is kind of good stuff.
We have this back in Mother Russia. Hey.
Why no, you have a party rock band.
the rich real estate agent. Oh, I will start one.
Yes, me and Dimitri, we will start.
We listen and it's like pretty good.
Well, Tim, I hope this podcast isn't used as evidence.
I think this is exhibit A.
Yeah, Tim, who's your defense lawyer?
Better call Saul. Come on now. I'm kidding around here.
Yes. Yes, Cerritos.
Folks, I'm going to go correct my blunder with round two.
Wonderful. What about my mashup? Do you want to do it after that?
Yes. What about your mashup? Okay, fine. Tim's got a mashup. Didn't something interesting happen to you recently?
Yeah, dudes. Did I tell you guys about the song I stole from the Van Nuys airport?
Whoa, you stole it from the airport? Like you Shazammed a song that was playing?
No. I feel
airports are known to sort of hold airplanes and...
That's not what he's saying.
That's not
what I'm saying. I was... Well, I heard about this drink, right? And because this story about this cocktail came from the pilots talking about it up at Van Nuys because they fly the private jets with the Paul McCartneys and the celebs.
Right.
Anyway, I heard about it and I was like, I don't trust what's in urbandaddy.com. I got to know for myself. So I went up there and I was talking to some of the pilots at the Van Nuys airport and,
you Tim, know, can I stop you? Word. Sorry, I know you're right in the middle of something. I don't like that this thing is called Urban Daddy.
I know.
What is Urban Daddy? I've heard of it before, but
I feel like that's like there's a restaurant in LA called Egg Slut. I feel like every fucking thing now is just called some like
yes,
just some dumb shit. Anyway, sorry, keep going.
No, but Dick like Balls Soup House,
Pink Taco. That one's
fake. Well. Pink Taco is douchey as hell, so it's easy for me to just be like, fuck that place. Egg Slut does bother me because it's like, I heard that name and I was like, gross, I'm not going there. And then I had it and I was like, this is very special food. Like, this is damn, really fuck. Good. And it makes me quite sad.
But like, Urban Daddy is just like, does everything have to be a fucking... And now I get mad at myself for being like, whoa, what? Am I like one of the conservative minded?
Yes, you are. Bible thumper.
Yeah, yeah. Like, no, that's not me. I just think that shit is whack. I think it's lame.
I agree. It's just uncool. It's not that it's about morals or anything. It's like, that sounds dumb.
What is Urban Daddy?
It's the site that they broke the story on the McCartney margarita. And I was going to say something the first time, but I didn't want to interrupt the flow.
Okay.
But it's just like a bloggy, I don't know, it's like Brooklyn Vegan or something. It's like it has a name and I don't know what their theme is. It's just a blog. I'm sure that this writer is like permalance and it was trying to send articles to cooler places and then it ended up on Urban Daddy maybe. I don't know.
Anyway, sorry.
All right, well, let's make that round two. No, oh, right.
You were in the middle of some shit. Okay.
Yes, Tim was at the airport.
I put
my phone down and I stopped looking at Urban Daddy. I went and I kind of started talking to some of these pilots at the Van Nuys Airport up at the hangar. And I was like, you know, like, how's the drink? And they're like, oh, we love the drink. And we love the McCartney's great. His margaritas are great. We all fly him all the time. And I was like, all of you? And then they were like, well, you know, there's the one kind of a sore subject, but there's one pilot up here at the Van Nuys Airport who's like, he's never got to taste the drink because he's never had Paul McCartney on his flight.
Okay.
And he's kind of, it's like a thing. He's a little bit jealous about it. He's been moping around.
Odd man out. He's been moping around this guy. Okay.
Yeah. And I felt like sad for the, because I've got a big heart. And I was like, I'll go talk to him and see if I could cheer him up.
Right.
And I went to his plane.
You went to seek him out.
I can't know that there's a man out there who's sad.
Yeah. Now starts the long journey of me tracking down one man.
I would have dedicated the rest of my life to this, but when I got to his plane, he wasn't there. Like I checked the
trials and tribulations on the journey.
I looked at the cabin. I looked at the cockpit.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Nothing.
But, all the overhead compartments?
I said, well, if I want to get, maybe I'll just take this black box, you know, because planes have the black box, right?
Sure.
Yeah, okay, and yeah. Maybe there's some information here. So I stuck it down my pants. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Not just the pants, but inside the BVDs as well.
You put a box in between, like a tight, big pointy box between your tight underpants and your skin.
And you know, canonically, we all know that he wears BVDs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
BVTs. And guys, you know how
BVTs,
you know how black plain, the black boxes are filled with digital information.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's in fact what they That's all they're designed to do.
Yeah. Amongst the digital information stored in this black box was an MP3.
Wow.
And
sorry, I missed this. Whose plane was this again?
This is the guy who hadn't
flown Paul McCartney.
Bro, it's been so long since we've mentioned who that was until we're good. Okay.
You know, I would if we didn't talk about Urban Daddy. Oh, my delicate sensibilities.
It's a bad name. I agree,
but I haven't listened to this MP3. I brought it to you guys, and I thought we should listen to it together and see if, like,
you haven't even listened to it yet. Oh, that's cool.
No, but like, it could have been recorded by the lonely, jealous pilot.
He flies by himself. He said,
"No,
he doesn't
just
have,
not with Paul. Just not with Paul.
He flies with other. Okay. Oh, he flies with fucking Ringo. He flies with." Clapton's on there every night of the week.
Look, okay. Before we muddle what we're doing any further, let's just listen to the song.
Thank you.
Oh, interesting.
His name is Paul. He's got it all. He's even got himself some triple sack.
He's got a great voice.
He was a beetle, then a wing. Now he's got himself some Quantro. Oh. Ooh. And his last name's McCartney. Ooh. I want to drink one of his margies every single time Sir Paul flies.
Oh, yeah.
Got to get you onto my flight.
How?
It's Booze News, you other pilots.
What?
Wait.
Whoa. Hold on.
The pilots have Booze News as well?
I don't know.
And
well, I guess in that movie Flight, where Denzel plays the guy who's alcohol. Yeah, I guess they do a lot of booze.
There's only one explanation for this, the way I see it.
Oh, okay.
This
I thought
guy,
there was two, but there must just be one.
This guy not only is a pilot, not only is he not flown mm-hmm. Paul McCartney.
Sir Paul, yes.
He is a listener of the Sloppy Boys podcast.
Wow.
And not only that, he was working on a Booze News theme to send us.
That's what I think,
crazy.
Too.
Crazy. So he was probably playing he was listening to the podcast and playing it through the black box.
Well, he hasn't had a chance to email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com yet. So he was kind of using the black box as like a flash drive or something.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. He probably was like, I'll just store this here for now. And if any of the Sloppy Boys happen upon it, they'll know where it is. They can take it onto their show in their underpants.
He's working on the song and it does sound good. And he does have a good voice.
Yeah.
And there was probably not a lacy rugged 4 terabyte hard drive nearby or a G drive.
Yep. No, it's like these aviation guys, like they don't have like a terabyte laying around, you know?
Right. It's tough to get a Mac store over there.
Mike.
And I'm not saying Mac store. I'm saying a Mac store drive.
Yeah. Yeah. M-A-X-T-O-R. Yeah. No, we know.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to work in digital archiving.
Or for that matter, a fucking Samsung solid state.
A Seagate 250 with a USB.
Dude, I got a Samsung right here. Booge, look at that.
There you go.
That's a good one, man. That's
a good one. Yeah, they're making those smaller than they did in my day.
Workhorse. Okay. Can we get into round two so that I can correct my kerfuffle?
Please.
I couldn't finish this yet because it's so strong and I don't want to get too drunk, but now I'm gonna pour it onto rocks.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Chill it down and then I can drink it like a normal guy.
On the rocks.
Great.
Folks.
All right. See you back here in a few moments.
Yes, bye.
Peace. Hey.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Mm-hmm.
You guys ever had the yellow Red Bull?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's the best one.
Yeah. Damn. I it's funny. It's one of those things where you think that the flavors would be weird, but I like the flavors more than the original.
What is the flavor of it?
They call it tropical. I don't know what they're going for, but it's good.
Hey, well, wait a minute. We are back here. Hey, did you get all that? Did you record that? My God.
Hey, we do not sponsor any flavor of Red Bull.
Yeah, well, they don't sponsor us either.
Oh. Yeah, there's a mutual agreement.
Okay.
Red Bull brought to you by the Sloppy Boys.
Okay. Let's. I'm going to take my inaugural sip of the proper thing.
Wow.
Good, good, good. Jeff, how you feeling about it? We got to know.
Oh, okay. Now it tastes more like a margarita, at least.
There you go. That's that taste. Do you like the orange? It's that agave taste.
Agave taste that doesn't go to waste.
Mike.
Look. Okay, let's get into final thoughts. This feels like a drink for a rich guy who is throwing a bunch of shit together and nobody told him that Cointreau and Triple Sec are the same fucking thing. And it makes a mess, so you'd never make it for yourself. You make it for your fucking boss.
I'm sure there are people who can do it without making it.
No, not me. My kitchen is in ruins.
The finest mixologist can't find a way around messing up this one.
It's messy.
It's fine. It's fine to drink. I don't know if... Hey, I heard a great phrase... When we were shooting Birthday Boys, it was...
Make wonderful television and the hearts of the nation will beat as one.
but after that, that was the best
thing. You're canceled.
There was that too. This was, is the juice worth the squeeze?
Is the juice worth the squeeze?
And then in this one, I'm not quite sure if the juice is worth the squeeze.
No, because with this much liquor... The subtlety of a fresh squeezed fruit juice is completely lost. I like a stiff drink, but there would be no reason to not use Tropicana.
This is a bunch of bullshit.
Except you're Sir Paul, and you've never had juice from concentrate in your life.
Right. That's why these things like fresh squeeze, like yeah, they'll squeeze anything for this guy. My review of this drink is short.
Oh, it's an order again. Sorry, keep going.
It is okay. Good. It is short for me. It is, didn't like it at first. I like it now. Want it to be colder. I'm done. Order again. I'm done.
Both order again. But kind of grumpy order agains from both.
Yeah, disgruntled.
Yeah, it's one of those ones like, do make it the way I'm saying and yes, order again.
I didn't make a second round, but I put the remainder of my first round back into my tin with new ice. I shook the shit out of it. I poured it out on the fresh cubes and I have a delicious cocktail.
Yeah.
So
nice.
When we first were tasting this, I thought it was a dumb drink. I thought it was a warm, stupid, strong drink for a moron.
Warm, stupid, strong.
So I guess my review, because using his method, I would say it's a terrible drink for idiots, but if you want to shake it up and serve it on ice, it's absolutely delicious and it mellowed out a lot. And I love a marg that's not the most common problem with margs is that they're too sugary. And this is the opposite of that. So I'm happy.
Yeah. Wait, what's the float that they generally put on margs or that they used to do at Mexico City? Is it Grand Marnier?
Yeah.
Isn't that
called something else now?
It makes it a Cadillac marg. And I have some of that.
Is Grand Marnier at all orange or am I dreaming?
Yes. It's orange brandy. So it's like Cointreau and cognac together.
Sheesh.
Oof.
Well, I love it.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at the Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes. That's always hard to say. Where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon, where subscribers can unlock the Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode. That's patreon.com/ The Sloppy Boys. And you know we have extra bonus stuff on there. You can get ad-free versions of this show. You can get our monthly bonus show, Questions for Lennon.
Boom.
A one of Sir Paul's contemporaries.
Oh, you mean his best friend and writing partner who had a huge falling out with his
kids? Best friend, they wrote songs about not liking each other. That relationship is
contemporaries are people who are on Earth at the same time.
That's... Did I say this, patreon.com/thesloppyboys? Because it is.
Yes, and to put a finer point on it, folks, if you've been listening to us drink this margarita and we've piqued your interest about Sir Paul, McCartney Week continues over on the Blowout. We're watching Hulu's new Rick Rubin series, McCartney 321.
We watched it already.
Yeah, so you can listen to that. You can listen to this. You have the power.
You have the power. We love you for being here and checking out the show. And hey, tell a friend, why don't you? We're trying to grow this motherfucker.
Yeah, tell your friend. Like, if you got a friend who's like named like Lance, yeah, say you have a friend named Marge.
Yeah, if you got 50 million friends, tell all of them.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, folks. We'll see you next week.
Later.
I can't believe it was Bobby that got the prescriptions.